All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Jonas, and I work on debugging at Apple. And today I want to talk about WebAssembly debugging in LLDB.
Sorry, a little bit loudy, please.
Louder?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll do my best. The speaker also kind of echoes. All right, so this work was primarily motivated by Swift, and targeting WebAssembly from Swift has come a long way. It started originally as a community project. Akio created WAKit as an open source project in 2018, and it was the first WebAssembly runtime written in Swift targeting Swift. And then a few years later, Max, who may or may not be in the room, there he is, he took over maintainership of the project, and he renamed it to WASMKit. After that, Yuda, he interned at Apple, and together with Max, they got 100% Spectus coverage for WebAssembly with WASMKit. And then with the release of Swift 6.0 in 2024, embedded Swift targeting WebAssembly became an experimental feature. And also in Swift CI, we adopted WASMKit to test the targeting to the compiler support. And then last year, in 2025, all their hard work culminated in WebAssembly being officially supported as of Swift 6.2, and WASMKit now ships as part of the toolchain. And of course, all of this is open source. I know the kit at the end might be kind of confusing. The runtime is developed under the Swift WASM organization on GitHub. And of course, the compiler support is just in upstream Swift. And if you want to learn more, check out swiftwasm.org. So our goal for Swift compiled to WebAssembly is to provide a first-class debugging experience. And that means full source level debugging, where you can set breakpoints, step in and over Swift code, and of course, show your variables. And so in order to achieve that, the debugger needs to know about the Swift programming language, which means that there's two approaches. One, we could teach existing tools to debug WebAssembly and teach it about Swift, or we could teach LDB, which already knows about Swift, about WebAssembly. And so maybe the first approach sounds simpler on the surface, but it really isn't. Debugging Swift is far from trivial, and LDB already has years and years of investments in that space. On top of that, if we add WebAssembly support to LDB, that doesn't just benefit Swift, but pretty much every language that is supported by LDB. And that's why we thought that was the better approach. So before we commit to any approach, I do want to compare a few options that exist for debugging or existed before I started all this. And we identified three main approaches, each with their own pros and cons. And an interesting observation here is that they all use LDB one way or another. If you've played around with WebAssembly, you're probably already familiar with WASMTime. It is the reference implementation of the WebAssembly runtime, and it's developed by the Bytecode Alliance. It uses just-in-time compilation to generate native machine code with debug info. And so debugging on WASMTime means debugging the runtime, and the JITted code just runs as part of that same process. And so you can debug WASMTime this way with either GDB or LLDB. And to the debugger, it just looks like you're debugging native code. And so what's neat about this approach is that like no changes necessary. LDB doesn't need to know about WebAssembly at all. The trade-off, on the other hand, is that you are debugging the runtime. And so it can make it kind of hard to distinguish between runtime code and like the code that you're trying to debug. For example, if you're looking at a backtrace, you're going to get all these frames coming from the runtime that you have to mentally